Good evening, everyone. I am Faisal. So being the first time ESHS presenter, how am I feeling right now? It's something like how my citrus trees are feeling stressful under HLB conditions in Florida. Florida, a sunshine state known for its citrus production worldwide. But currently the scenario is entirely different. More than 70% reduction has been reported in the last decade due to HLB disease. It is caused by Candidatus labrobacter bacteria and vectored by citrus psyllid. Among so many different symptoms, it shows the blotchy mottles or nutrient deficiency symptoms on leaf. If we talk about the fruit, here are some pictures. The fruit have become loop-sided in shape, smaller in size, not blotchy peel surface. It contains the off flavor, have some post-harvest issues. Nothing is good with the fruit. So that makes this fruit unmarketable. So among so many strategies, mineral nutrition is one of them. Why nutrition? We are humans, of course we are humans. When we are healthy, we can eat everything like a piece of steak with a glass of beer. We can cherish. But when we are sick, we try to modify our diet towards more digestible. So if the plants are actually sick, so why we are feeding them with the same fertilization strategies and expect them to respond better, appropriately? That doesn't make any sense to me. Oh, I remember, the last night we tried LBT Steakhouse. That could be a good option for your dinner tonight if you want to try that. So in addition, our genotypes, some have interaction with the nutrition, and we will be focusing on three different nutrients like calcium, potassium, and boron that have direct impact on the fruit development, like cell division, elongation, proper fruit development, actigas signaling molecule, sugar transporter, etc. And because we will be focusing on the mandarin that are consumed fresh, so it does impact the consumer preferences as well. It is not like it can be blended like an orange juice. So we will be using these three nutrients, different genotype and want to screen that. At the very end, if a glass of orange juice can keep us healthy all day and night, so now it's our turn to pay back, to feed the plant with proper fertilization strategies, to boost up their innate immunity, and to ensure the quality produced to the consumer end. And you guys are the consumer end. Thank you so much.